Hello, my name is Barbara, and I was born in Malden in 1946. My parents came from London area and moved into Fanbridge Road in Malden, which is where I was born.
When do you remember hearing when they moved to Malden?
It was just pre-war, I believe.
Right.
Yes, my father came home from the war, and they were there then, definitely.
And I think your parents, you said earlier, were very involved in Malden life.
They were
Do
indeed.
you want to say something about
Yes,
that?
yes. My father was a scout leader of Malden All Saints, First Malden All Saints group, and which apparently in 1946 he helped set up. He and my mother were both involved in Blackwater Players. My mother was on the town council for the Conservative Party round about the 1960s to 70s. They were both involved with the British Legion. Dad used to drive for Age Concern, take people to hospital, etc.
What was your maiden name? What was their surname?
Crewes. They were,
Cruess.
yes, Frank and Olive Crewes.
So some
And
people might remember those
oh, they
names.
may do. And Dad was the man from the Prue, the prudential agent.
Oh,
Yes.
yes.
So,
So you remember yourself when you were young that your parents were very busy people
oh,
and
they were. They
locally.
were, yes, locally and very involved with Carnival. Used to, they were at each of them at one point were chairman of the Carnival.
Really?
And Mum in particular, I remember being at the Carnival dances. And we used to have a lot of the queens from the carnival used to come to our house to tidy up and have a cup of tea or something, in between their what they were doing, because Carnival week then was a full week
Yes.
and Queen and Court went all over the place.
And were you ever a queen or in
I was a
the
maid of honour.
Oh, were
A maid
you?
of honour in 1963, I think it was.
Right.
Yes.
And what did you have to do for that?
Well, we went around various places. We went all dressed up in our finery. We went to places like St Peter's Hospital. We went to Middleton Home for the Blind. And I always remember going there because at the age of 16, 17, and these people couldn't see and they just felt the material of our dresses and our velvet of our capes. Because, and we went to other carnivals, of course, the carnival, the whole float. We went to Southend Carnival. I remember that one because that very nice lunch we had pre-procession, and it's like a 2 or 3 hour procession. Went to various local carnivals, and for the whole year we would go to odd places to
Really?
visit. And
So
yes,
quite an important role then
well, it
to
was
play.
lovely at the time. It seemed very good. It was very much of that time. We had to, behave ourselves.
And what else happened in the carnival? You said it went on for a whole week. So what happened?
Well, it would start at your carnival. It started on the Sunday, and they had what was called the drumhead service, and it was a religious service down on the prom in the marquee pre-carnival. We went with our sashes and things, and not in our finery, but with our sashes. We went in a car from the Moot Hall and drove down to the prom, and we there, and then there was everybody there, a carnival, a service presumably to welcome everybody to the carnival. And then the Monday was the crowning ceremony in the old bandstand that was in the middle of the top green in the prom, which is long gone.
That's an important feature of the park, wasn't it, at the
It
time?
was indeed. All sorts of things went on there. They had the baby show in there, I remember. There would be dancing on the Saturday night round the enclosure of the. They used to have the raffle drawn on the Saturday night after the fireworks, which were over on the Marine Lake. Yes, various things like that. Things went on, fancy dress competitions, various things like that
Every day. And
every
presumably this
day.
was in school holidays, wasn't it? So you had lots of
Yes,
people
it
there.
was the well, when the bank holiday was at the beginning of August, I believe.
Right.
Yes. various things. We went out and about in the town. There would be things like, I remember being able for once to go to the marquee and see the wrestling, which my mother and father wouldn't have let me do, but I had to go because I was part of Queen and Court.
So there was wrestling as part of the carnival,
entertainment,
really?
For the carnival. Really? Yes, all sorts of things went on in the week, every day of the week. And Nichols Fair would be down there as well. And I remember going on every single ride because we went on as Queen and Court. I would never go on things like the chair planes otherwise. But that was great fun. We were treated. It was a lovely, lovely time. The carnival was very regal.
In
all our finery, yes. Holding on to our tiaras. Dresses flying.
Yes,
long dresses.
That's what I was thinking. Yes.
Yeah. And our dresses were made by Mrs. Tabner, who lived along Mill Road.
Yeah.
And she actually later, I got her to make my bridesmaids' dresses a few years after
lovely.
That.
Now, Barbara, you've got a lovely picture here of an elephant.
Oh, yes.
Was that part, you'll have to describe that, but was that part of the carnival as well?
I would think so. I spent a lot of my childhood, because my father and mother were both involved with the carnival, I spent a lot of my childhood, the whole carnival week, down on the prom with them. And this mechanical elephant gave rides. I don't remember how many times, but I certainly rode on it. It was a huge, full-size elephant.
Yeah, you can see that from the picture.
Yes, it was great fun.
With about half a dozen, at least, children sitting on the top.
Yes, yes. Mm. I remember riding on it. It was great fun.
Do you know where that originated?
No, I'm sorry, no. I don't.
Very few people seem to remember that elephant, but it was obviously spectacular.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Barbara, I think you told me that you seemed to spend quite a lot of time in the library when you were young.
Oh, I did. We loved the library. The old library, which was the St Peter's Church at the top of Market Hill. It is now the Maldian Centre, but I spent a lot of my childhood in the library. I could read before I went to school. I remember my first library book was a blue book with a picture of a little girl on front. And I used to go, all my school, whenever we left school, we used to go across to the library and get library books out. Mm. Read a lot then. Didn't have television at that time.
Was that when you were in the grammar school or even before that?
Both. I was at Malden County Primary School and I would have gone to the library then with my mother probably or with friends and my mother. But the grammar school, we still, as a group of us, used to go into the library after school.
Right.
We read a lot then. As I say, we didn't have much else. There was not the social media around.
Quite. Thank goodness for that.
Yes.
Okay, so when you left school, what job, what career did you go
to? I went worked for Barclays Bank. My mother knew the chief clerk at Barclays Bank in Malden, and he arranged for me to have an interview for Barclays Bank. And I got a job and I went to started my working life in Burnham-on-Crouch in Barclays there, which was great fun, a very little branch. And his manager's wife used to bring us in lunch sometimes.
Oh.
They lived right next to the premises, had a door into their house. And then I moved and worked for a while in Barclays in Southminster. And then finally came into Malden Barclays, which was then, I believe, where Superdrug is now.
Oh, right.
It wasn't on the corner.
Yeah.
Where Barclays was the pub, the Checkers.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And were you still in banking when they built the new premises, or had you moved on?
Oh, no,
else?
I'd moved by You'd then. Yeah, my husband and I moved to Chelmsford, but before that, I had actually met him in Malden, down at the prom, at carnival time. He knew my mother and father. He and his friend used to go to all the carnival dances and were quite well known in the town. And anyway, I met him through my mother, who arranged it, really, which was very nice of her.
Well done,
he was 10 years older than me, but obviously because they knew him, my mum and dad knew him, they were happy with it.
Mm.
So when we married, We did move away from Malden, and then we came back to Malden, and by that time in the bank, I'd gone through them. We was in Malden, Barclays. We went through the transition to the decimalisation, and then not long after that is when I left. My husband and I decided to go into childcare, and we...
Right, that's a big change.
It was, yes. But my husband had seen this advert for Kent County Council needing house parents, and we knew that we couldn't have a family, and we just felt, my husband had always been a very caring person, and we felt that we could do something different. So we went into childcare together as residential social workers.
So you were obviously keen to work together.
Yes, yes.
Doing something that was really worthwhile.
Yes, and we thoroughly enjoyed it. Brilliant. It was very hard at times, some of the children. Life could be quite trying, but on the whole, the children were lovely.
Were you provided with any training at all?
On the job training, really, and you know, and then just the occasional sort of, I don't know, just odd times of going to the social services and learning a little bit, but not of training as such. We didn't have to have any degrees or anything like that, no social work degrees. We were residential social workers, which is
But obviously you come through interviews.
Yes,
well.
You do have, yes, yeah. Yes.
And the fact that a husband and wife wanted to work together to do that must have been very beneficial.
Yes, we were told when we went for the interview, they said, but why do you, you know, we didn't advertise for a married couple. And my husband did say to them, but surely if it's a family group home, a couple is a nice thing to have. Anyway, they obviously took that on board, and we went into the work. And
so you started off in Kent.
In Kent, yes, and then we went to Brentwood and ran a children's home there.
So you, by this time, you were actually running it yourselves.
We did when we came in Kent. It was a cottage homes, and we ran a cottage in. Amongst another eight cottages. So we went to Brentwood and worked with a couple there, and then we took over and ran the home. And we had 16 children and sometimes 18.
Wow. And just the two of you?
Oh, no, there were other staff. Oh, no. We had deputies. We lived in, so we had our bedroom and sitting room was about all, which could be fun when the children were being a bit noisy. And, you know, they kept knocking on the door saying, you know, could this... But it was great fun. And we left there and actually came back to Sandon and worked at a girls' home there. The girls' home there was next... If they didn't behave, it was like Borstal, next step. They were very tricky.
Really?
But we had a good time. But from there, we came to Malden, and we went to the Gables.
Going back to Sandon,
yes,
that must have been a huge challenge working with teenage girls.
Teenage girls, yes,
who had their own problems.
They did, yes, gosh. Very much problems. Some were very difficult, but some, as with all the children, they'd all had problems in their lives. But yes, it was challenging.
So were any, could you exclude any child if they were really playing up and upsetting others? Or did you have to just plod on and hard with them?
Well, we worked hard with them. I think there was only one time, and that was at the Brentwood home, they sent a girl in, not part of the home, not part of the group of children that we had, and she actually caused a lot of problems, and I remember she set fire to something in the dining room, and we said, this is not fair, because it's like one bad apple coming in, and it spoiled it, and she was moved. But other than that, no, we just got on with whatever children there were. But, you know, you can't stay in the same place forever. We did as much as we could, and other people were there. And then we came to we needed to come back to Malden because both my parents and my mother-in-law lived in Malden, and we wanted to be nearer to them to help, and we worked at the Gables.
Gables is in the High Street, isn't it, for people that don't know, the lower part of the High Street.
The lower part of the High Street, just round the corner from the top of the Wants Road, yes, and it is now an Indian restaurant, but at the time it was the Gables Boys' Home, and we worked there for a while.
So what did your job, you two, what did it involve, and how many boys did you have?
Well, it was sort of generally doing all the things that you have to do. I didn't luckily have to do the washing and ironing, but I did the cooking for the children, just generally dealing with the boys, getting them up and making sure they're going to school and doing things with them after school, you know, as a parent would do, but obviously within limited times. We weren't their parents, but on the other hand, you tried to get them to trying to teach them a decent way and trying to get them to know responsibilities and that sort of thing.
How many boys would you say?
It did fluctuate a bit. I would think probably about 10 or 12, if memory serves right.
And quite a handful then?
Yes. Some of them were lovely. Well, they were all, actually, they all had their own good qualities. Mm. Some would be quite naughty. I have since met somebody who apparently was a girlfriend of one of them that I didn't know at the time. And that was quite funny because we reminisced. I remembered that young man.
Did they ever try and sort of run away or have an evening out and try and get out of the house without you knowing?
Well, at the Gables, I don't remember anyone doing that. I do remember we took them on holiday with the officer in charge. It was a Mr. Gosling, who went on to become a residential services officer at County Hall in Chelmsford. And we drove them down to Newquay in Cornwall for a holiday. And when they came back, we were in one of the boys' rooms. They used to share rooms. And in the cupboard, we found all these various items that they had obviously shoplifted.
Oh,
it was so funny. And they were quite upset because we took them away and Mr. Gosling sent them back to Cornwall, which was quite funny. Oh. And they tried it on, and one or two stole things from the then kiosks down on the prom. Mm. And my husband made them take them back and pay for them. So they were a bit miffed about that.
Yeah.
But generally, they were nice boys, and you know, it was good fun. And one time they went out and unfortunately killed a squirrel, but they brought her babies back to us. So my husband and I got this shoebox with cotton inside it, and we put these little babies, I think there were two baby squirrels, on top of the boiler in the boiler room, so it was nice and warm.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, one fell out. But the other one we took down to, it was then Mrs. Titheridge, the vet, in Wants Road.
Oh.
And she gave us penicillin ointment to put on the eyes. And we fed the little one with that. And he grew and grew. And actually he survived and then went to a little petting zoo down in Basildon Way.
Oh.
So they did, but they yeah. At least brought the babies back, even though they had actually used something to kill the mother. It's little memories like that of childcare, yes, which are quite funny, actually. Yes.
But when they got to school leaving age, did you have to help them find a job or apprenticeship or something?
Yes, although I don't remember many, I have to say myself. I don't think we were at the Gables long enough to see some of them, because the boys there were from ages around about 11 to 16. Yes. Some went home, and otherwise I don't think we could have been there too long, because I don't remember them particularly.
It sounds an exhausting job. Did you actually have time off?
Oh, yes, you'd have your 2 days off a week.
2 days.
But we did live in at that time. Mm. But that was fine. We had a flat at the top of the Gables, and of course we were local with our friends and family. And the same with all the homes that we worked in. You had your time off. But, it was a different life.
Absolutely.
And yes, quite nice to work together. We did work well together, I think. It never bothered us.
Barbara, you said at the Gables there were 10 or 12 boys there. And did they sleep in dormitories, or how did it work there?
Well, they shared bedrooms, mm-hmm. you know, two or three boys to a bedroom or a few more, depending on the size of the room.
Did you have a lot of trouble at night?
No. Well, not that we were aware of. Yeah. I'm not saying that they may not have gone out without us knowing.
Did you have to lock the doors when the boys were there?
Well, only as you would normally at home lock the front door and the back door, that's all. They weren't locked in such.
They weren't.
They could have got out if they wished, right. Yes.
If they were determined.
Yes, if they were determined.
Sure.
Yeah. Yes.
And was there a garden that they could go into?
Yes, a small garden at the back, yes. And the officer in charge that we worked with kept chickens there. I remember those. So, and we used to have the eggs from those chickens for breakfast for the boys.
And the officers in charge, were they there all the time, or they just went, you know, they're in and out sort of thing?
No, well, we lived in, and I think they lived in as well, but so they were there, yes, all the time.
All the time?
Yes, and then we had other people come in and out doing the laundry, other house parents that came in and did shifts, yes.
And do you think overall the Gables was a good building? Was it fit for purpose, do you think?
Oh, yes, yes. It had a nice lounge, the dining room. It was a, you know, good old-fashioned solid house, really.
And the lounge and dining room, presumably those big rooms on the ground floor?
Yes, either side of the front door.
Which is where we go in when we go to the restaurant.
When we go into the restaurant, yes, yes, which was fascinating. I went in there and sat in the room and it felt almost the same, it, you know, obviously decor-wise, totally different, but I could remember being there in the lounge with the boys, yes.
So you were there in, what was it,
1973, yes.
Right. And you were there for not long, you said?
No, I think probably only about a year, and then we moved on to a home in children's home in Brentwood.
And then presumably it carried on as a children's home after you left?
Oh, yes.
Other people came in and...
Yes, I can't remember for how long. Then I think it became more of a family support home rather than an actual children's home. After the Gables, we left childcare and went working with the elderly. My husband went to one home and I actually went down to Brewster House in Heybridge and worked down there for a while.
And can I ask you, how was that transition from working with lively youngsters to older people?
Yes, it was different, but it was yes, quite different really, but still interesting too, because talking to some of the residents could be challenging and also fun. And it was a whole different way of being, except you were still running a home. But I didn't have to do any cooking or anything like that. Just there as an officer, really. And, you know, running the office, you know, being in the office and doing all the things that everybody has to do. But everybody works together, of course.
You had nurses and staff working.
We had care staff and the office staff and, yes, just everyone in domestic staff. Yes, so everybody just worked to keep the home going and keep everybody... and I was on care work as well. And I left... When I left there, I came to work in Middleton Home.
And can you remind us where Middleton Home is?
Middleton Home was in Wants Road. It no longer is there. It used to be the Home for the Blind, which is where I got a photo of my mother as a councillor, or part of the carnival committee, being greeted on the doorstep by the matron at the time. So from there, I then worked there when it was an old people's home.
Was that on your own, or had your husband joined you by that time?
No, my husband didn't then. He hadn't. We didn't work together with old people. We went separate homes, and then my husband left work, so I was just on my own at Middleton. you know, without my husband there.
I'm sure you and your husband gave the children superb care wherever you were. Have any of them kept in touch with you?
Yes, one or two over the years, and one still does. He was in care, and I remember when it was his 40th birthday, his wife asked us to his surprise party. And when we arrived, his brothers said how they always wanted to come and live in our home because it sounded such fun.
Oh.
So we were very pleased by that. But we did have good times.
Yes,
and
yes.
Hopefully, you know, we gave them a good time, as much as you can have when they're living with 16 other children.
Yes, yeah. Jolly good upbringing. You seem to have really enjoyed all the different places
you worked
at.
I did. Yes, I did. They were good fun. They had good times, they had challenging but fun times, you know. But yes, it wasn't always easy.
Trying your patience at times.
At times, yes, whether they're old people or children.
Absolutely. Oh, yes. Yes.
But that was nice. So I worked there. After Middleton, I then went as a part-time deputy warden down to Embassy Court.
Embassy Court, also in the High Street.
Also in the High Street, where the cinema used to be, which when I was a child, of course, used to go to the cinema a lot in Malden. It was a lovely cinema, Art Deco type of cinema. So I worked there for a while. And from there, I finished my working life up at in the shop of the Pied Piper toy shop in the High Street,
a complete change.
So that was lovely. And then from there, I left work entirely, and that was me retired.
What a busy then. Life!
It's been interesting. Yes, I don't realise till you start talking about it how much you've actually done,
achieved, and
it's all been different.
Yeah.
And certainly not many 9-to-5 jobs.
And you're still a busy person in retirement.
I am, yes, at the moment, yes. I belong to various things, a flower club, croquet, I play bridge. I'm at the moment president of the Malden Wick Women's Institute.
Walking the dog every day?
I walk the dog every day, yes, keeps me going.
Right. So, difficult question here, but looking back over years and years of involvement in Malden, if I asked you what were the major changes in Malden itself?
The changes in Malden is obviously the shops are quite different. I remember the old Woolworths, the old Home and Colonial, various little shops, and the Leon Smith, I think it was Leon Smith, or Leon's, the shoe shop. Various things like that. Things have changed a lot. Malden has grown incredibly large since then. The prom is quite different, with no marine lake, with the little boats and people swimming in the lake and things like that. The prom is different, and yet it still retains its charm. And I think just generally, Malden has changed a lot, but it is still a very lovely place to live.
And you're still happy.
Obviously. I'm still very happy here, and I think we're very lucky to be able to walk to our prom.
Absolutely.
And enjoy it.
Lovely. Thank you, Barbara. That's great. Barbara, you said at the Gables there were 10 or 12 boys there. What sort of ages were they?
They were between 11 and 16, or went to the secondary school along Mill Road.
And did they sleep in dormitories, or how did it work there?
Well, they shared bedrooms, you know, two or three boys to a bedroom or a few more, depending on the size of the room.
Did you have a lot of trouble at night?
No. Well, not that we were aware of. I'm not saying that they may not have gone out without us knowing.
did you have to lock the doors when the boys were there?
Well, only as you would normally at home lock the front door and the back door, that's all. They weren't locked in such.
They weren't.
They could have got out if they wished, yes.
If they were determined.
Yes.
And was there a garden that they could go in?
Yes, a small garden at the back, yes. And the officer in charge that we worked with kept chickens there. I remember those. So, and we used to have the eggs from those chickens for breakfast for the boys.
And the officers in charge, Were they there all the time, or they just went, you know, they're in and out sort of thing?
No, well, we lived in, and I think they lived in as well, but so they were there, yes, all the time.
All the time?
Yes, and then we had other people come in and out doing the laundry, other house parents that came in and did shifts. Yes.
And do you think overall the Gables was a good building? Was it fit for purpose, do you think?
Oh, yes, yes. It had a nice lounge, the dining room. It was a, you know, good old-fashioned solid house, really.
And the lounge and dining room, presumably those big rooms on the ground floor?
Yes, either side of the front door.
Which is where we go in when we go to the restaurant.
When we go into the restaurant, yes, yes, which was fascinating. I went in there and sat in the room and it felt almost the same. It, you know, obviously decor-wise, totally different. But I could remember being there in the lounge with the boys, yes.
So you were there in, what was it,
1973, yes.
Right. And you were there for not long, you said?
No, I think probably only about a year, and then we moved on to a home in children's home in Brentwood.
And then presumably it carried on as a children's home after you left?
Oh, yes.
Other people came in and...
Yes, I can't remember for how long. Then I think it became more of a family support home rather than an actual children's home.